From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel argued Wednesday for a transatlantic trade deal and stressed that there will be no return to a world before globalization. Their joint article comes as President Obama's successor, Donald Trump, has pledged to rip up existing trade deals and assume a more protectionist course for the world's top economy. President Obama is on his European farewell tour and was visiting Merkel from late Wednesday to Friday. They will also meet with leaders of Britain, France, Italy, and Spain in Berlin. President Obama, speaking in Greece earlier Wednesday, said that growing inequality needed to be addressed.
I firmly believe that the best hope for human progress remains open markets combined with democracy and human rights. But I have argued that the current path of globalization demands a course correction. In the years and decades ahead, our countries have to make sure that the benefits of an integrated global economy are more broadly shared by more people, and that the negative impacts are squarely addressed.
You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is warning of a very real risk of mass atrocities in South Sudan and that peacekeepers deployed in the country will not be able to stop such a bloodbath. Mr. Ban told the Security Council in a report released Wednesday that the UN must clearly define what actions it's prepared to take. A suicide bomber on foot struck a government vehicle in Kabul Wednesday, killing at least 6 people and wounding 10 others, according to officials there. The attack was claimed by the Islamic State group. Read more details on that at voanews.com. This is VOA News. For the first time since the election of Donald Trump, who has harshly criticized the Federal Reserve, Fed Chair Janet Yellen appears before Congress Thursday when she may signal a December rate hike. Yellen will testify before the Joint Economic Committee on the outlook for the economy and, by extension, the chances of an increase in the key interest rate. She may also be obliged to defend the independence of the central bank and its financial regulation efforts, which have been subject to attack by Republicans who have retained control of both chambers of Congress. Russia dealt the International Criminal Court a new blow Wednesday in a heavily symbolic move on the opening day of the ICC's annual meeting by saying it was formally withdrawing its signature from the tribunal's founding Rome Statute. Russia's foreign ministry described the court's work as one-sided and inefficient. The move came only days after Gambia on Monday formally notified the United Nations that it was leaving the ICC, following in the footsteps of South Africa and Burundi. ICC prosecutor Fatou Bensouda says the departure of the three countries is a setback, not a crisis.
Despite the sensational headlines, this is not a crisis.
In her remarks to the criminal court, she says, despite the sensational headlines, this is not a crisis for the Rome Statute, but a setback in our joint efforts toward achieving a more peaceful and more just world. Meanwhile, the court's top officials appealed to nations to support the tribunal. Syrian government and Russian warplanes pounded rebel-held parts of northern Syria Wednesday, including Aleppo, where food aid rations were all but exhausted after months of the regime's siege. The renewed bombardment killed at least 32 people in Aleppo and sparked anger from Washington and the United Nations. Meanwhile, in 2 districts in the besieged eastern side of Aleppo, the local volunteers distributed meager bags containing the last food aid in their depots. Amar Kadeh is the director of the Al-Sham Humanitarian Foundation in eastern Aleppo. He says, we finished today distributing food rations to about 2,000 families that are registered with the foundation. This month, we only distributed less than a quarter of the share because of the shortage of supplies. Our warehouse is empty, and we can no longer continue with distributions. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry highlighted the urgency of addressing climate change and the importance of continued ambitious climate action around the world at the COP22 in Marrakesh, Morocco.
The agreement calls on the parties to revisit their national pledges every 5 years in order to ensure that we keep pace with the technology and that we accelerate the global transition.
You can read more on Secretary Kerry's comments at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.